Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have a moment, Ryan? I'm wondering if you can recommend a caterer. I'm meeting with the board members on August 5th, and I need to order the food that will be served at the end of the meeting.
There's one called Eugene's that serves this neighborhood. But do any of the members have special dietary needs? Their menu is quite limited. They do not offer any vegetarian options or accept any special requests.
That shouldn't be a problem. Do you know its phone number? I will make a call to check their availability for that day and ask for some quotes depending on the menu options.
Number 32. What is the woman preparing for? Number 33. What does the man say about Eugene's? Number 34. What does the woman plan to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dewey. Isn't that the new tablet device from NextAge Electronics? I heard that it got great reviews. What do you think of it?
It has a lot of really impressive features. The only thing I don't like is the short battery life. I have to plug it in after just 2 hours of use, especially if I play video games on it.
That sounds pretty inconvenient. Did you hear about the technology fair that will be held at Beacon Convention Center next month? They might have a variety of accessories that could help.
Number 35. What kind of product are the speakers discussing? Number 36. What does the man dislike about the product? Number 37. What does the woman say will happen next month? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for joining us at the National Marketing Convention. Which firm do you work for?
I'm with Benson Marketing Group. Are there any handouts to accompany the talks?
Actually, this year we've gone paperless, but you can still get the notes and handouts online. Just visit our website, click the Documents button, and then click Download.
Okay, thanks. And I don't have my lunch voucher yet. Can I get that here?
Number 38. What kind of business does the woman work for? Number 39. What does the man tell the woman about? Number 40. What does the woman need? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Antonio, do you have a moment? I'd like to talk about the feedback we've been getting on the new summer dresses we've been making.
Is there a problem? I thought a lot of people liked the style.
The style is fine. However, people are complaining that the dresses can only be washed by hand. That makes cleaning them really inconvenient.
Well, the fabric is quite delicate. That's why it can't go in a machine.
Is there any way we can achieve the same look with a different fabric?
Maybe. I'll order some fabric samples from our supplier after lunch to check out our options.
Number 41. What kind of business do the speakers work for? Number 42. What problem with a product does the woman mention? Number 43. What does the man plan to do after lunch? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lisa. The invitations for the customer appreciation banquet have to be sent out today. Could you check this list to make sure I'm not missing anyone?
Let's see. Gordon Industries has two branches, so we'd better formally invite employees from both sites. I can forward you their second address. I was just there last week because I had to deliver some samples.
Okay, thanks. Also, a few of us are going to the Italian cafe for lunch today. Would you like to join us?
Thanks, but I have a conference call with the headquarters staff. I'll be glued to my desk.
Number 44. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 45. What did the woman have to do last week? Number 46. What does the woman suggest when she says,
I have a conference call with the headquarters staff.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Good morning and welcome to Morrison's. My name is Carolyn.
Hello. I'd like to buy some construction materials for a job I'm working on. I have a store voucher for $100. That can be used today, right?
Yes, but actually I'm new here, so I only know how to process cash and credit card payments. My manager can help you out. Ms. Palmer, this customer would like to use a voucher.
That's no problem. Is this a commercial transaction? If so, you can get 10% off.
Yes, I run my own renovation business.
All right. In that case, you'll need to present a copy of your business license.
Number 47. What is the purpose of the man's visit? Number 48. Why is Carolyn unable to help the man? Number 49. What will the man need to provide? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Ms. Hansen, do you have a few minutes to discuss our recent sales? I think we could increase them by getting a better idea of what customers want. As you may know, I attended a work efficiency seminar last week.
I heard about that. In fact, I was hoping to ask you a favor. I'd like you to present what you learned at tomorrow's staff meeting.
Actually, before we do that, I think we should distribute this survey to our employees. That could help us identify problems in advance so that we can discuss them during the meeting.
Good thinking. Let's go with that idea.
Number 50. What did the man do last week? Number 51. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 52. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm here because I need someone to fix my laptop.
I can help you with that. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I knocked it off the table this morning, so now there is a crack in the screen. Other than that, it's working fine.
All right. And do you need anything else? We sell accessories, such as headphones and laptop bags.
Come to think of it, I do need something to carry it.
Great. There is a range to choose from. But before I show you our merchandise, let me get your name, phone number, and email address for our records. Number 53. Where is the conversation probably taking place? Number 54. What does the woman suggest when she says,
I do need something to carry it.
Number 55. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Thanks for volunteering to help me plan our booth for the upcoming trade fair. We need to buy some items to decorate the booth so that it stands out against our competitors.
All right. Are there any decorations from last year that we can reuse?
Not really, because the booth should complement the packaging of our new energy drink. Since the drink's bottle is blue and silver, we'd better use those colors.
Okay. I know a few different suppliers that have reasonable prices, so we can choose one of those. I'll make a list of them and send it to you later today.
Number 56. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 57. What kind of business do the speakers most likely work for? Number 58. What does the woman plan to send the man? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Excuse me. I'm wondering if either of you could recommend a washing machine. I work in landscaping, so I wash a lot of heavily soiled clothes. That ruined my last washer, so I need this one to be well built.
The G630 model from Pacheco is very popular, and it can handle almost anything.
Right. It's made from strong and long-lasting parts.
That's perfect. I prefer to install it myself, if possible.
No problem. The installation instructions are in the product brochure. I'm sure Kelly can grab one for you.
That's right. I've got some behind the counter if you could just wait a moment.
Number 59. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 60. What product feature is the man interested in? Number 61. What does Kelly agree to do? Question 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and sign. Juanita, I was talking with our salon's owner last night after you left. She wants to send us to the Industry Expo again this year.
Oh, really? Isn't it going to be held at the Beachfront Convention Center?
Yes. I'm not sure why they chose a different location this year. They always used to hold it at the Keystone Event Center.
Well, the important thing is that Top Look will be exhibiting there this time. Their brand is my favorite, and most of our customers ask for it, too.
That's true. I also prefer that brand. Do you want to carpool to the event?
Sure. Don't forget to tell our new stylist about it. I don't think she has a car, so she'll probably need a ride to the event.
Number 62. According to the speakers, what is different about the upcoming expo? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which zone will the speakers most likely visit? Number 64. What does the woman remind the man to do? Question 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Stephen, I've just uploaded my lesson plans for the spring semester's business classes. Do you want to head out for lunch?
I'd love to, but I'm waiting for some supplies for our students. And the delivery person will need a signature, so I have to be here.
Well, I can bring something back for you from the Curry House. They have a few takeout specials to choose from.
Oh, thanks. I can't really handle spicy dishes, so please get the mildest one.
Number 65. In what industry do the speakers most likely specialize? Number 66. What is the man waiting to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which dish will the woman probably buy for the man? Question 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Good morning. I work for Centennial Hardware, and I'm calling about placing an order. We plan to introduce a customer loyalty program, so we need some banners.
All right, sir. We have a standard banner size that is available with an indoor or outdoor option.
We plan to use the banners indoors.
Okay. The price per item depends on the number of banners you order. How many do you think you'll need?
We want to hang them all over the store, so we'll need 10 or more.
Great. If you email me a picture of the design you want, I can create a sample for you.
Number 68. What does the man mention about Centennial Hardware? Number 69. Look at the graphic. How much will the man most likely pay per item? Number 70. What is the man instructed to do next?